Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Set DJ, DJ, DJ.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's going on? It's the Dissect DJs in the building with your boy DJ MC Jack. That's me. And over there, you know, you got Cass Steezy.
And
DJ
Steezy. We are the DJs like to spin it, mix it, throw it back and dissect it. And we decided, let's get back to basics. Let's get back to basics. That's right. Because we've been playing around with a few different segments, ideas lately, and it's been fun, and I've had a good time doing it, but let's just hammer home what our bread and butter is. Let's get back to what we're known with.
Go back to what we are, what we started with, and what we created this whole podcast to do, which was
dissecting
the words of the songs that we all know but didn't know we knew.
And saying that, we were known to be having a classic search for what is the song of the summer of 2025. We did Dior by MK and Crystal. We did Cat's Eye, Gnarly.
Cat's Eye.
And that's where our search ended because, you know what, there was a lot of dumb shit this year.
Every year.
I did a deep search. This whole time as we were game planning throughout the week, I'm like looking up songs that we could do, decide like what else could we say might have been the song of the summer. So, of course, we landed on this classic country jam from 1997 by Shania Twain. That don't impress me much. Because what else says summer of 2025 than Shania Twain?
Not much. And I'll tell you this. This came to me because I was, I forget where I was, to be honest. I think I was a poor.
That part of the story doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't. But you feel like you need to give details when you give it. Anyway.
You don't. That doesn't impress me much.
Was listening.
Just get to the bare bones of the story.
It's good. That's good. That's my boy with the daddy jokes. That's how I like it. Anyway, we're going to listen to the rest of the song, but there is nothing that impresses Shania Twain.
Hard to impress.
There's nothing. You're going to find out there's many things that she's going to say specifically. She's going to be like, nope, that doesn't impress me either. So, man, is that just her or is that all ladies? Like, is there something I do with my lady where she's not impressed and I'm like, well, I thought I was doing something like legit there, but
I was giving it my best.
I bought a dozen flowers. Did you want two dozen? I cooked a full two ribeye. Did you want filet mignon? I don't.
Can a brother get a break?
So
giving it my all.
With that, I was like, let's find out what she is impressed by, what she's not impressed by, and then let's ask Castle and myself what we are impressed by and what we are also thought was going to be impressive and ended up being a. And that's what the episode today is going to flow.
It's going to hinge on.
That's what we're going to do. So with that said, want to get this song started, Steve?
Run it back again.
Let's go.
I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're regular, original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night.
So just so you know, if you're a rocket scientist,
fuck you.
If you are a rocket scientist, you went to school for 5 to 7 to 8, 10 years, worked for NASA, and have worked on rocket propulsion.
Cool. Thanks, nerd.
You're a nobody, okay?
Fuck off with your rocket degree and your understanding of physics and how space works. Go get a job at SpaceX, because that don't impress me much.
Don't impress her, man.
She's not impressed by that. And you know what? There's probably a lot of girls that would not actually be impressed by what the concept of how you would display your knowledge of rocket science. I'll be honest. Like, they would probably be impressed by the paycheck and the company that you're working in and, like, all that. That might be impressive. Not to Shania.
No.
But the conversation you're going to uphold by explaining a rocket. I got to actually speak to this a little bit because my grandfather actually worked for NASA. Uh-huh. True story. And he would work on these, like, rocket ship engines. He would get really excited to talk about it. And he would bring out his blueprints and he'd be like, this is what we've been working on. It would be the most complicated.
And like, nobody would understand what he was talking about, right?
Look, my dad is a doctor. I always felt like I didn't really so much get the doctor genetics from him. Then when his dad was a rocket scientist and he would talk about his shit, I'm like, even further from the truth. That shit would not make any sense to me. So, like, I understand why Shania would not be impressed by the conversation of rocket fuel engines and, like, the construction of that, because a lot going on there, a lot of talk that's just going to go over everybody's head, not even the most basics.
So are you saying that she's not impressed because she doesn't actually understand what is being talked about with the rocket science, or she's simply not impressed because she can care less if you went to school? If you're not a diverse individual that's able to understand different aspects of life, including, you know, psychology, physiology.
Nah, she's just playing hard to get.
Okay.
She wants to be, like, difficult. She's like, no,
I'm glad you saved me there, dude. I was losing it, and you had to...
Yeah. No, I mean, I know what Shania's doing. Before I even go through lyrics and stuff, I'm gonna be like, I know what she's doing here.
What's she doing?
She's just trying to be like, oh, I'm not impressed. She's just trying
Show
to be
me
that
more.
Girl. You know how, like, some girls will walk around with that sort of, like, oh, I'm elegant, and, like, I'm not impressed by men's attention. And I'm like, that's sort of what she's carrying herself as.
These ladies.
Any, like, female model influencer you see on Instagram that likes to, like, just sort of prance about with
Stop
their, like,
following them like a decade
confidence.
Ago,
yeah, I don't follow any of them. Somehow they end up in my feed.
Initially, Instagram was a trip at first because you'd be like, oh, this girl, she wants a follower, I'll get her a follower. And I had all these random people that I would be following. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I don't,
that first, like, year.
Yeah, you, I was like, why I remember, am I following?
I remember being like, yeah, and I remember having, like, people I followed from, like, my first year on, because I just didn't understand how Instagram was going to work. Uh-huh. We were all figuring it out on the fly.
Yeah, our followers.
So I was like, nice. Oh, that looks like, yeah. And it was kind of how, similar to, like, MySpace. We had the same kind of, like, trajectory of both, where you started by being like, oh, I make friends. And that one especially, because, like, that was a lot of our first, like, interactions with being in, like, the internet, like, oh, do I make friends on the internet? Is that how that works? And then you end up with just, like, the five or six people that you thought you just would befriend.
Because it was like top eight.
Yeah, they ended up in your top eight.
That was a big eight.
Yeah, a big eight,
man.
And they would pop up there.
After a while, I made it just like very specific people that I knew would never leave the top eight. My mom. What was that? Is that me? Was that you?
No, how do I turn that off?
Man, turn your sound off.
What? Yeah, I could do that like that. Might be.
With that said, we were talking about how we were going to discuss things that we were impressed or tried to do that we thought would impress and didn't, right?
Yeah.
And I had it.
You know what doesn't impress me?
I forgot it. Go, what? You tell it, and then I'm going to remember it.
Your fantasy football team.
What?
Look, we've been watching football all day over here. Recorded this on a Sunday. Great day. Love discussing fantasy with him. He's also in my league and everything. It's
fun.
An
expert fantasy player.
That's why he's losing right now. If you're ever watching, though, with, like, somebody that, like, you're not in their league and they want to, like, talk about, like, their players, the only stories I want to hear about, like, your fantasy or what happened is, like, if there was some wild shit that's, like, you lost by, like, half a point. Like, if it was a wild fantasy story, and we all know what it is at this point, I'm here for that. But if you're just trying to tell me, like, oh, I need 20 points from this guy in this game, and then I need to not give up 8 points to this guy, and then they're on multiple leagues, like, I don't care. It doesn't impress me much. I don't want to hear about your fantasy. Don't over-explain your fantasy. Don't tell me every time a guy scores that it was on your team. Don't tell me when they're in the red zone, oh, I want to hear, see this guy or this guy or this guy. Like, it doesn't impress me.
I feel attacked at this point. Like,
I began the whole story by saying, you're in my league and I'm down to talk to you about it when, like, we're over here chilling and we know each other's matchup. That's a good personal, if we're in the same league, I'm here for it more. If you're somebody I, like, just met and I don't know your league, I don't know you, and, like, you just want to keep telling me about, that's your relationship to football and that's it.
Okay. That makes sense.
That doesn't impress me, man.
That impresses me. Let me tell you something that I thought would impress and didn't. So coming out of high school, I was on top of the world. Why? I was on varsity basketball. I was the president of a championship-winning chess team. And that's it.
And that's it.
But coming out of high school, you feel like, come on.
That
man.
Championship.
I was on a CIF quarterfinals basketball team.
That championship chess trophy is going to drive girls wild in college. That's where we
went. You know, in my mind, I was like, they're going to see that I'm athletic and smart. Uh-huh. And boom.
He's going to have it in his room. Like,
this is easy.
I'm sorry. Were you wondering what this trophy is? Let me explain about the winter of 2004, the championship of the chess tournament.
It was a cold winter night. Came down to a queen and a knight. And
I was about to use some like chess like vernacular, but I
didn't have enough. I got you.
I don't know.
But yeah, so and then I go into my first couple dates, and then you know you're talking about what are you? And I was like, I was chess president, and I was also varsity basketball.
And she's just
and
like,
she would be like, and she'd be looking for more, like okay. And I'd be like, I was a good little league baseball player. I don't know.
And you know what she would say? That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Just in case, and all that extra old gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt.
Wait a minute. Stop the music. Stop everything. Are you kidding me?
Why are you coming after my boy Brad? Bradley?
You're coming after the Pitt?
Pitmaster 5000? What did he do other than make Moneyball and Ocean's 11?
Look at my face. Don't come after the Pitt.
Don't come after Bradley. Fight Club?
If there was one man that I would... Never mind.
That's the one?
It's the Pitt. It's the Pitt. Are you talking about Thelma and Louise? Are we talking about Seven? Are we talking about Casino? I threw Casino in there. Just throw people off. No, he wasn't. Exactly. Only professionals would know that he was not in that one. But he was in Inglourious Basterds. He was in some other shit. And he is the greatest.
F1 people are raving about right now. Still holding it down in his 60s like a goddamn champion of the art.
It's the Pitt. You're not talking about the Pitt, Shania.
Why are you dropping a diss track on my boy just out of the blue?
If Brad Pitt doesn't impress you, how is a Puerto Rican from Fontana going to do anything here? Let me tell you how. Salsa moves. But beyond that, I don't know much else that I can do to match or equal the Pit.
Here's the thing. It actually goes deeper than just her randomly tossing Bradley's name into the Pit for no reason. Can we go back to see the lyrics that she set it up with?
Sure, yeah. There was some things I questioned as well. Go ahead.
Because I didn't know where she was going with that. I believe when the setup for the first one, she was probably talking about, you think you're a genius, drive me up the wall, blah, 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 genius shit, whatever. That's the rocket scientist shade she was throwing out, right? This is the setup she did for the Brad Pitt hook.
Go slower this time because you just ran.
Yeah, because that part didn't matter. The point was the guy was an art. Right, and honestly, she didn't describe that well either. But all right.
Okay, go hit us.
I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket.
Me either.
It's a weird thing. That's a big device. Unless you got like one of those like girl mirrors.
At this point, we have phones, so this is pre-phones.
Yeah, that's true.
So I can see why that wasn't a thing. But if pre-phones, you had a mirror in your pocket just to check yourself.
One with like a handle on it. And they had to do
man, you're tripping.
Just sticking out their back pocket.
I never know a dude like that either. Continue.
And a comb up his sleeve just in case.
That I disagree with. I've known a lot of men that used to home cut. My grandpa used maybe not in his shirt sleeve. Like that sounds real 50s. Like hey.
Whole thing sounds 50s. I think of like Grease when they would be like
Yeah. My grandpa would pull that shit out of his fucking pocket. That little little pocket that's in jeans? There's like an extra pocket on your right side. There's your pocket.
Oh yeah, the little extra one.
Yeah, that's for combs. Or at least my grandpa thought so. Because that's where he would pull out his little comb and
I thought it was
I don't
for
have
batteries.
Hair, so I wouldn't know. But he used to comb in the middle of the day at 70 years old. Like,
do that Fonzie move where they'd be like,
yeah. So
yeah, it makes sense. It's good to have on hand.
The comb I disagree with. I do know people with that.
She didn't know Amanda had it.
She's tripping. The mirror, and now a combination of mirror in the pocket and comb, never been seen. So
she follows it up, and all that extra hold gel in your hair, out of lock it. I don't know what it means.
He had a lot of gel in his hair, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so he has that on her, too.
The pit uses conditioner.
This is what I'm getting at. And then she says, because heaven forbid it should fall out of place. All right, so she's not just deciding to call out Brad Pitt, but she's setting him up as this, like, vapid, super...
perfect.
Yeah, like...
eyebrows, perfectly plucked.
Just person that's, like, obsessed with her own image. You know, like a narcissist that has to look at himself all the time.
I don't think the pit. Have you seen the pit in Fight Club?
He plays it cool, bro. I feel like a lot of us, if we look like Brad Pitt, we might be the guy she's referring to, and maybe that's what she's trying to get at. You'd be like, oh, well, I got to look at myself again because it's just, do I still look like Brad Pitt today? Awesome. Adieu. What about this comb? Play some doo-wop music as you fucking like doing this. Start doing snaps and shit. But I've never known Brad Pitt to be caring. He seems like a humble guy who just kind of goes about his business, crushes his acting roles.
Every single time.
Fucking
it's the pit.
Stacking cash. Don't come for the pit.
That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Choking, right? Okay, so you got a car.
I can't even impress you if I have a car.
I'm all right with that one. Everybody has a fucking car. Who doesn't have a car? I had a car when I was fucking 16.
That's what I'm saying. So why is she, like, if I didn't have a car, would that unimpress you? Like, the fact that I have a car should at least...
Neutral vibes on this.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Neutral vibes. But it's it should give you a little bit more than neutral. Because if you have a car, okay, it's a little more impressive than not having a car. What's more impressive?
All right, well, this gets along the point of, like, are you impressed by something that is not unimpressive? Like, what is the difference there?
It's impressive how unimpressive you're... Why are we still... I was trying to make something.
I keep forgetting to discuss the music video because that was capturing my eye this time. Shania bringing leopard print back as hard as it's ever been brought back.
I think that was the end of leopard print, if I'm not mistaken.
Maybe.
I think she was like, this is the end. I'm going to make sure nobody else.
What a stamp to put on it, though. It was an exclamation point to the entire leopard print vibe.
I do appreciate that she doesn't specify the car. She just says it doesn't.
Yeah, but the video does. The video looks like it's like that. I mean, that's why I was looking at it. It's got like that car that looks like it's got the flames on the side. It's your classic, like, it looks like the car that's like the bad guy mobile in Greece. Remember the one with the flames going out? The scorpions? Crater face?
Oh, let's see one more time.
Yeah. Got a car. That don't impress me much.
That was actually a pretty dope car.
I'd read it.
That was a pretty...
I've never been one to, like, be like, I want a car with flames on it, but, like, if I came across it and the price was right, I'm like, yeah, maybe I could be flame car guy. I don't know. I'm not really going to get in any street races.
And nowadays, like, if this is a 50-60 thing, it's cool to have. But nowadays, you're a little awkward driving with a... I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't want it. I actually don't want it. I don't want it. Yeah. Unless I'm, like, doing street races, like in Too Fast, Too Furious or something.
Or a Hot Takes episode.
Yeah.
One of our hot takes.
Yeah. And then, like, that we're doing it while being in a flaming car.
Yeah.
And it's on fire at the same time.
Just adding the hot takes to the situation. Initially, I was annoyed that she wasn't impressed that you had a car. But as you stated, having a car is not very impressive. So I can see why she wasn't impressed that you have a car. I was just more of the understanding. Listen, if I didn't have a car, you'd be annoyed. So can I get a little credit for at least having a car? Whether it be a Mitsubishi, you know, Mirage, or whatever anybody else has.
A teal acker with a giant dent in the side and a Puerto Rican dice in the mirror. And also a Puerto Rican jersey on
the... Classic. Acura, by the way. It was a good car.
It's a good car. It got him around for about a decade, right?
Yeah, I love that. I miss it. I should have let it go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Anyways.
You know what doesn't impress me?
What?
Pictures of your dogs, your cats, your guinea pigs. I take that back. Guinea pig. If you had a guinea pig, show me that.
I take that back.
Pictures
Fuck
of
you.
Your fucking kids. If I ask you to see it and you want to show me one, I'm cool. Let's see that. Here's the thing. Has anybody ever been in a situation where somebody's like, can I show you a picture of my dog?
And you're like, say, yeah. Dog or kids?
All of them.
Both? You don't care.
I got a one max picture.
You don't care about other people's
Maybe
anything.
Maybe two. Here's the point I'm getting at. When they start doing the scrolling thing. It's the scrolling thing for me. This is where
Lost the
don't.
Multiple.
This is when the don't care. Have you ever been in a situation when somebody's like, let me show you pictures of my dog. And you're like, oh, okay, let me see. I'm down to see a picture.
Wait.
And then they start doing this and they start going, right. And it's like a photo shoot they did, all of the same dog sitting in the same location. Here you go. And Brush is coming up. I could already feel it.
Wait a minute, dude.
And you have this point where you're like, how do I tell this person I'm not enjoying the 10th, 11th, 12th scroll? How do I make this known? Like, how long do I have to sit and stare at their phone with a smile on my face? Like,
can you just show a couple of these photos on video?
You got the camera right there. You can.
I know, but I can't put them on things. So just I'm gonna do them, but
I'm not gonna. No,
like,
you're gonna
I'm
make
gonna
it.
Send, I'll send them to
you're
you.
Gonna make me do more work
no,
to like
just plug
scroll
them
through.
In. Just plug
just
them in
do
right there.
Your scroll thing that you're
just
trying to do
them
the whole
in,
time.
Like, oh, kidding, bros, is it?
Yeah,
is that what
like
you
that.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. You know why?
That don't impress me much. So yeah, got the moves, but haven't got the touch. Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
That don't impress me.
No, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah. Don't impress me much.
She's got matching suitcase gear with her leopard print outfit. She got multiple layers of leopard print, by the way.
Okay, so what do you think? You're Elvis or something?
Whoa!
Where'd Elvis take
Whoa.
A shot from?
She took a shot at Elvis. Like, out of nowhere, she decided to hit up Elvis?
Especially because Elvis is extraordinarily whack.
What do you... What? What?
You want to know my hot take on Elvis? We're still doing hot takes. Oh, no, no, wait. I think I'm going to put this episode out before hot takes.
Are you putting this one
More
out
hot take. I think so, yeah. More hot takes to come after this.
Multiple.
You're going to do a whole
episode.
Bunch of hot takes, so get ready for it.
You're going to tell me that you don't believe... Wait.
You know,
the
I know
king?
My... Here's
the
my
king?
Here's my stance on Elvis. It don't impress me much. I respect Elvis for what he was...
What do you mean? What?
He came at a time when music needed an Elvis. Like, they needed somebody to fucking shock the culture and, like, jump in, like, be
you
an entertaining...
You ain't not about a hound dog.
Be an entertaining person on stage. And I respect him for that, for what it was for that era. Growing up as a kid, maybe it was, like, the cheesy Elvis impersonators that ruined it. But, like, I always just thought Elvis was hokey as fuck. I don't...
Yo, Vegas impersonators...
They ruined it a lot, dude.
They're bad.
They're so bad, dude.
Wheelchairs and shit. Like,
they're just always doing the worst part of Elvis. Like, Elvis, when I watch like some of his like early stuff, like he was cool. He turned into like a caricature of himself later in like the 70s when he had like his jumpsuits and his hair got ridiculous and he started to get heavier. And that's the Elvis that all the impersonators like look at and be
yeah,
like, oh,
focus
I
on
that
late,
one.
They focus on late Elvis.
Worst
something.
Version of Elvis. But when he was like young Elvis and he was cool and he was like doing dance moves nobody ever did, I liked that Elvis. That guy was cool. You know what I mean? And then that is
thank
what
you,
I...
Thank you very much.
Yeah. that's what I became to know him as growing up. And also, yeah, his singing style, not a big fan of. Like when he, especially would do slow songs. When I think of Elvis,
I think you came to my karaoke, because you come to my karaoke once, twice a year.
Don't get me started. People do karaoke with Elvis.
No, but remember the one guy that was that was dressed as Elvis at Canyon Inn? Do you remember him?
I think you remember telling me. I saw the guy. You're like, that guy usually dresses. Oh, maybe
I just took a photo of it.
Yeah, you told me that guy usually comes as Elvis.
He comes, his hair, he has the sideburns, he has the poof on the hair, and he only sings Elvis.
And also, what I gathered was, like, uses being a regular at this karaoke bar as, like, that should impress you much. Like, I actually come here all the time. I sing Elvis. Everybody knows me as the guy that does Elvis a lot. I really crush it. Actually, I'm going to perform one right now. You should sit in the front row. I'll give you one of these. Yeah. Which, by the way, that was another thing. I was watching the music video, and the guys in this video are fucking classic. They are all classic, like, generic stock photo of, like, hunk guy drives in a car and, like, turns and give a smile and, like, a thumbs up
and a wink,
turns and checks out Shania, who's randomly singing in the middle of a desert, which feels like the same desert the Spice Girls did their Say You'll Be There desert.
I looked it up. It is.
Is it really?
I made that up.
It's very dry desert looking. They all have that same, and then they come and they're like,
real quick, can we just give credit to 1997 Shania? She was killing it, man. She was on point, man. I remember being a kid and be like, she's absolutely stunning. And now I am 40 and be like, she's absolutely stunning. She was killing it. Look at her.
Yeah. My goodness.
Let's finish this up.
Whatever.
Sassy Shania.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what did impress me. That fantastic song, man. That's a great song. I don't know why I love it.
Wait a second.
What?
Is she hitchhiking the whole time? Because I just noticed, like, this is the... Look at right here. She's got her foot on, like, the matching suitcase. And she keeps doing this. So I didn't even realize this. I don't think I ever noticed this. But the whole video was, like, her walking through this random-ass desert.
Okay.
She's got her matching leopard print gear and suitcase.
Dude, you gotta give credit to the matching suitcase.
Super matching. It's the same material.
With the same boots.
She went to Joanne Fabric.
And bra.
And she was like, I want every little inch of me to be skin from a leopard. But you can just make it a material that looks like it, because I'm ammo firmly, I'm assuming. And then, so the whole video is her, like, walking through the desert. And then these random guys are like, hey, looks like you need a ride. You're walking in the middle of nowhere. I haven't seen a gas station, a water fountain, or even a city for the last 15 minutes. I could help you out. I don't know if you noticed, but my car's got flames. And she looks at them and she goes, that don't impress me much. And bro's like, I'm not even trying to impress you right now. I'm trying to save a life. You look like you're desert, lost.
It is 100 degrees and there is no water.
115.
No water within 20 miles.
There was an oasis like 9 miles back.
An oasis.
You missed it. And by the way, you're wearing a full-length leopard print coat. It's hot as shit. Like, even the music video director was kind of cruel by making her wear that. At least she was wearing a matching bra. Some of the shots she had that in. You know what doesn't impress me?
What?
Your workout. Your diet regimen. If I ask for advice, I'm cool with hearing about it. You ever have people, like, kind of go out of their way? Be like, you know what I've actually been doing? I've actually been only eating corn, cheeses, and tortilla lately. Like, sounds like a taco without the meat. Yeah, no, it's called the La Quinta diet. It's really working, dude. I feel fucking shredded. I actually got a guy. I could show you some videos. Like, and they start like, why does everybody that starts talking about their regimen start feeling like they're either like a health influencer or like a gym coach or like a trainer? And, like, wants to, like, bring in for some sessions. Like, there always just feels like there's a grift in the mix, you know, and the whole, like, here's the thing. If you got a product that maybe, like a thing, I've been buying these, like, meals online. Here, toss me that. That's cool. Yeah. Here's a workout I've been doing. I'm good to hear that. But, like, when people are, like, ready to, like, give you the whole, like, rundown. You used to work in this industry. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't like it.
It doesn't impress me.
I can tell you that. I got one more scenario. Yep. That I thought was going to impress, maybe not impress, but at least make a marking, and then immediately was humbled.
Yeah.
So when COVID happened, within 3 days, my DJ business lost about $15,000 to $20,000.
It's tough times for that industry.
Because people canceling. All industries. All the weddings were like, we're not going to have a wedding, so give us our money back, stuff like that. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, this is never had I lost that much money, right? 6 months later, go by. I'm going and I'm talking to some guy randomly. I forget what we're talking. I go, man, I lost $15,000. You know, I'm like sitting there like, I couldn't believe it. And he was like, he looked at me dead straight face and looked at me like this. He said, I lost $200,000.
Eh? What'd he do?
He lost $200,000.
Doing what?
For business, because of the COVID. Because of the,
yeah, but what was his business
again? I don't remember, but the fact that whatever the fuck it was 10 times worse than what I was dealing with. And I was like, oh my goodness. So there's perspectives to this. I'm sure he was small compared to the guy that lost $2 million. And then I bet he was small compared to the guy that lost $20 million. And then you just keep going down the scale.
And I bet he...
And they all, those guys, though, made money back since, so they're fine.
I bet he was also full of shit.
Ooh, which one?
The guy that said he lost $200K.
Like, why? No, no, you could see in his face. It was one of those things when somebody told you something.
Perspective money he that like, he would have made. They didn't take it from him. It was like, I could have made $200K that I didn't actually get to make. Just to you, I know, is lost money.
I'll never forget the face. I'll never forget the face because it was almost like I reminded him of what he lost. That he was fine. He was like, oh, yeah, 15. And then his brain went like that. He went like, I lost $200,000.
You know what you should have said to him?
I don't have it queued for something cool, dude. I can try. I can have it queued. Is that what you were going for?
That's exactly what I was going for.
Damn it, dude.
I just went on a limb. I was playing with hope and fire.
So try. We can go into it if you want. I didn't have it queued, but
I thought it was set.
I should have. You should have let me know. But want to try it again?
You know what you should have said to him? That don't impress me much.
Yeah, Shania.
For those that are watching,
nothing impresses you.
Nothing impresses this woman.
Not Brad Pitt. Not a car. Not Rockin' Science Tree. And not Elvis.
There's an element of you're not even impressed by girl. Elvis.
You're not impressing this girl. I don't care.
Man who's been dead for 50
years. I don't know what she needs to impress her. Like, she never explained in the song what will actually explain to her. Like, what will work? What will impress?
There's an element of this that kind of speaks to like social media culture, mm-hmm. where like there's a lot of women who like to go on and make like TikToks and social media videos about like, oh my God, so many guys are hitting on me. Like, why do you guys hit on me now? Like, I saw this one the other day where this woman was like, oh my God, this guy, he just came up to me and he was like, she was like in a panic. She's like, he just said like, I'm sorry to bother you, but I just wanted to let you know you're beautiful. Like, what? Why? Help me out, people. Like, what? Why would you say that? Like, ew. Like, why would you walk up and say that to me? Like, there's an element now where, like, girls, you could call them influencers, like their whole thing to be, that doesn't impress me much. Like, that's their thing on social media. And I think partly is because they know they're going to get a whole bunch of backlash, and that equals comments, and that equals engagement, and that's going to get their...
That's the world we're in.
Yeah. So, a lot of... that don't impress me much influencers out there. And you know what? I think Shania started it all. You know what doesn't impress me much?
Tell me.
When people overdo the wedding photo posts on socials.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's my industry. I get it.
I know. Yeah. And look, I'm not even trying to make this about like people posting stuff about their wedding. If you had a wedding, you got married, you're having the greatest time of your life. You paid a shit ton of money to get these pictures taken. They're professional as hell. Post them. I'm all for it.
So when is it overdoing it?
I think you got a solid month at least of relishing in the from like when you start.
Full indulgement.
Yeah, full indulgement. Because I'm sure you got hundreds of pictures that are awesome. And, you know, you could organize them by like, I'm going to post a few this week, post a few next week. You're living in that honeymoon life. You know, oh, and then there's a few pictures from the honeymoon. Great. I'm thinking of like somebody specifically for the past who I remember seeing, I'm not joking, for like at least 3 years straight.
Oh, 3 years.
3 years kept posting their wedding photos. And then when they eventually like stopped posting them, after like a couple months, I almost got curious. And I, you know, when you kind of do that like little research, like, let me check the, Guess what?
No.
Husband's gone. No. Everything. Yeah. All of them are gone now. So she basically was posting pictures of like her wedding for like 3 years until suddenly it was like, oh, this isn't a marriage anymore, and then it's over. So like literally just understand that there's like people are ready to be happy for you. They want to celebrate your wedding.
It sounds like their marriage wasn't very impressive.
Exactly. So they just needed to like keep being like, maybe if I post photos of like our best moment when we were actually getting married, look how happy I was. So let's just, it's almost like when somebody doesn't have like new things to be excited about, so they keep like posting like their high school football like touchdown, like their best, like that thing. It's kind of what it feels. It's giving off that energy a little bit. So all I'm saying is like, I want to see your all wedding photos when you do it. Like, you know, go post them up, celebrate your love. But if you're still like doing it on a weekly, monthly basis,
you got a month.
Years later,
you got a month.
You got a month.
Then you can post your anniversary,
and then anniversary posts. You'll have other reasons to find it in the future. But like, let's slow down on the regularity of it. If we're talking like a year or two later,
slaps and snaps. I'll go first. My slap is.
I got three slaps, three guitar riffs, and then one snap.
That's it.
Okay.
Epic. Tells a good story. It's a classic song. It was popular for a long time. Although I'm very disappointed that there's nothing, fucking nothing, that'll impress this woman.
She's a tough customer.
She's tough. I wouldn't even try. But
she doesn't even want to ride. She's in the desert and she doesn't even want to ride. That's how much she's unimpressed.
I'd be like, after a while, I'd be like, you know what? I got a buddy of mine that I could introduce. Castle, come meet Shania, man. See if you hit it better, because I'm not worried about dealing with this impression.
She would rather die from starvation. Yeah. That's how much she's unimpressed with you. She wants to display her level of unimpressment.
It's a lot.
To that degree.
Slaps and snaps.
Slaps out of five. Slaps, I'm giving Shania Twain.
Is that a slap, a snap, and then a slap? It's only two and one?
You want to why?
That don't impress me much.
Next!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.